Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the
John Johnson
WIP Morning Show. How are you, Al Morgani? John Johnson in for Angelo Cataldi today, as Angelo was up all night partying. I know. I understand you were with him, Al Morgani, as he
just for a bit, yep.
Received the Bill Campbell Award, the Sports Writers Banquet, Award. Which is nice. We'll get into that as the show goes on. I'll be in for Angelo for today. To my right, your left, Keith Jones. What's up, Jones?
Yeah, everything is good, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm just lovely. Rhea, there's something odd going on here.
Yeah, Rhea's not in her studio.
Rhea is in the studio with us.
That's going to be a bad day. I don't like being in here with you guys.
Well, with it being a new studio, beautiful studio, there's all the kinks to work out.
Bugs. Unfortunately, these are pterodactyls.
Yes.
So Rhea will be in studio with us today. Thanks, Kenny. We have so
That's
much.
Jeff McClain.
Oh, that was Jeff McClain?
Yes.
That's Where's like... Angelo?
We have so much we're going to get into today. We only have till 10 o'clock to do it, Jonesy. From an outstanding performance by your boy Ben Simmons.
I told you. That was a great game.
That was the best he has looked as
Tough.
A professional to
Tough.
Date. And how his performance was a direct shot at the front office of the 76ers.
Oh, here you go.
Which includes the head coach, Brett Brown, who played a part in the construction of said roster. And we're going to get into that shortly, as well as discussing how Angelo's evening went as Al was there, which Joe Wechter was there. A lot of people made an appearance to see Angelo receive his award and the speech that he made. And the video footage I saw of it and the angle of said footage, which reveals something very interesting. A sign that's above Angelo at the time, which is it's something
perfect.
but I we need to begin today's show with something that it scares me a little bit, and I don't think anybody wants to admit. And they both surround the Philadelphia Eagles, so they've been in the search for an offense coordinator now for a little bit of time.
It'll be 2 weeks on Thursday.
It'll
right?
be 2 weeks. Names have been rumored. Several guys have been interviewed. But seemingly nobody wants this job. Their recent, most recent name brought up, USC coordinator, who declined to go back to USC. Al, is there something we're missing here?
You don't get to call your plays.
Well, yeah, the problem is when you...
But this is the Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
This is a desired job, no?
I said this yesterday. If you're... There are certain coaches you're not going to be the offensive coordinator.
Right.
This is why I actually think you could block it. And if you were in an organization, you said you want to come to the Eagles to be the OC, and they could say, well, it's
well, they could. I think that's the feeling with Kafka with Kansas City, that he could block it. Reed could block it because he wouldn't call his plays.
He wouldn't call his plays.
But, I mean, how is this not a desired job? It worked out well for Frank Reich, didn't it? He was here for a period of time.
Yeah.
Obviously, they won the Super Bowl, which helps. But this is usually the, you know, on the way to even greater things if you decide, you know, you can get your own team at some point in time to be a head coach. And it's mind-boggling to me how this, we thought it would be a week. They'd have this replaced in a week.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Doug isn't the only one making this decision?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen some of his hires?
So Howie and Jeffrey Lurie play a part in him choosing his own offensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. And we're going to discuss all this as the morning goes on, but I'm fascinated how they still don't have an offensive coordinator. And something else which I've heard echoed 1,000 times over since the Eagles season ended. Super Bowl's now set, Jonesy. We have the Chiefs, we have the 49ers, two great teams with very good head coaches, dynamic playmakers on each side of the field. One common mindset a lot of Eagles fans have had since their season end, unfortunately, to the Seattle Seahawks, is they're only a tweak or two away. They're close, the Eagles. You know, they make one or two changes, and boom, we could be the team, you know, not just in the NFC title game, but a team representing the conference in the Super Bowl. You know, there's not much separating the Eagles from either team. Jonesy, do you agree with that mindset?
It's hard to to agree with it right now, just based upon how many injuries the Eagles had. But
so injuries, you think, were the only thing that separated them from being one of those teams?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do. I like to see them a little bit better on the defense. But other than that, I don't see that big of a difference between what the Eagles had and what these two teams have left. Right now, both teams look incredibly great because that's what happens this time of year when they're both going to the Super Bowl. But I would not have been shocked to see the Eagles get there as well.
Yeah, I was more. I mentioned to John earlier, I was more angry at the Eagles' loss to Seattle on Sunday when I saw how completely, number one, disinterested the Packers looked in that game. Ooh. And how they were eminently beatable. Well, there was no question in my mind.
Or was San Francisco did it all by the ground game.
I'm not saying they would have lost San Francisco, but I'm saying I think the Eagles' chances of getting to the NFC Championship were pretty good.
See,
how early on did we lose Malik Jackson?
First game,
yeah,
maybe?
First game. So if you really even play a game,
if you really think about it, the expectations were so high on that Eagles team because
Deshaun too,
going out early too. So it's easy to make the argument right now because both the teams that are in the Super Bowl look like they're getting stronger. Looks like they have multiple options.
I mean,
and they have great quarterbacks. Yeah. But
so this isn't just like a homer point of view. I'm an Eagles fan. They're only a tweak or two away. I really think they're that close, barring injury.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. I see what I look
They almost beat Seattle with nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, but
they lost their quarterback and they almost won.
But when you look now where they are, they need a complete revamp at the wide receiver position,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They need linebackers, they need cornerbacks, they need a new right tackle or left tackle. They need a number of things. So that's more than a tweak. And then you see the recent history of what the general manager has done. That's not just a tweak or two.
If you're asking me if they're further behind to start next season than last year, yes.
Right. Hence, are they a tweak or two
away?
But
they have a whole offseason to try to replace those pieces.
Yeah, and as the show goes on, I'd love to hear from everybody this morning and your opinion on this. Are the Eagles a tweak or two away from being that Super Bowl team, or is it could be more of an overhaul? And we have great guests set up that we're going to discuss all these things with, from Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports and Insider, at 8 o'clock. Brandon Lee Gowton's going to join us at 9 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Derek Bodner's going to join us. Derek Bodner was in Brooklyn yesterday covering the 76ers and Brooklyn Nets game. Jonesy, I have a great question to ask you.
All right.
When you played the great sport of hockey.
Yes.
And you were on a team that had noticeable roster flaws.
Yep.
You ever voice your opinion about it?
No.
No?
No. To other players, yes, but never to somebody of importance. General manager.
No, like you tell me.
So Al could put it in the paper so it would get out there.
You could leak it to the right person, and then it would become a big
story.
Yeah,
you could. Actually, you could make comments that would direct somebody in that direction.
How the hell are we going to win with him?
Like you get with the Sixers. And they mold you like the pigeon yard.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday, the Sixers, as a team, looked horrible for stretches. But in the end, thanks in large part to Ben Simmons and the best performance of his career to date.
He was a machine.
He was.
Oh, my God.
End of the third quarter. That was awesome. That was great stuff from him.
They beat the Nets. They made it back-to-back road wins over Brooklyn, who's the eighth seed.
Their defense late was just, it was so, like, I mean, the score was over, you know, over 100, obviously 117-111. But I had so much fun watching their defense at the end of that game.
It was very good.
It was spectacular.
It was very good. And granted,
for a game that was kind of boring throughout.
Oh, it was boring.
Two and a half quarters.
They were down by 12 points. They were down by double digits for half the game. But they ended up eking. Yeah. They beat the Nets. And then the game before that, they beat a horrible team in the New York Knicks, who's hands down the worst team in the NBA. Al, I think we've reached the point, and this is where I have a serious issue with the 76ers organization. We've reached a point, we know what Ben Simmons is, right?
Yeah,
we know what he is.
Build around him.
You build, right. You, you're no longer expecting him to start launching up threes or mid-range jump shots, right? I mean, that ship has sailed for the time being. If it happens, great, but this is what he is.
He's the classic case of you have a player that does certain things well,
yeah.
tell him to do those things well, and have other people do the other
but
things.
But you got to have those people around him that yeah. allows him to do it well.
Yes. He's 23. Yeah. Maybe at some point he'll start attempting jump shots as he gets more comfortable. But what Ben Simmons is an incredible defensive player. He could be the best defensive player in the entire league who can dominate the rim if the opposing team doesn't have an effective rim protector. He's an amazing passer, great transition player. Problem is, he's a power forward playing point guard, which goes to the shooting issues. If you knew this, Al, Jonesy, you knew this. Rhea, you knew this. Mm-hmm. I knew this. How is it possible the 76ers front office didn't know this and built such a clunky roster around him?
Clunky's a good word.
And didn't utilize his talent correctly. I mean, Embiid and Simmons don't mesh well. It's been well documented, well talked about, unless the proper talent is built around them. Tobias Harris, at the contract he is at, is not the correct fit. Al Horford, who has looked 50 years old at times.
I didn't think he was going to play yesterday, and he did pretty well.
He did all right towards the end.
Towards the end. Well, their biggest problem has been, you know, letting leads slip away at the end.
Right.
He came up with some great defense.
In the end, he had stretches where he seemed like disinterested in playing defense or couldn't keep up pace-wise, but he had huge plays in the closing moments that helped them win that game. And then you look at the bench, and it only makes it worse.
They're looking for bench help.
Well, thank God. The one player, the Sixers wrote off and brought back only because they waited too long to look for perimeter help, has shined, and that's Furkan Korkmaz. They completely wrote this guy off.
Yes, have a nice life. Machine.
Right. All of a sudden, have a nice life. We're not picking up your rookie option. Go find somewhere else and start your career over. Couldn't find anybody, waited too long, had no money left. Brought back on Korkmaz, and he had, you know, he's matured and turned into a great three-point machine. Thank God for a rookie who's exceeded any expectation in Matisse Thybulle. He makes it fun.
He makes it fun when he and Ben are playing defense. They're fun to watch.
Oh, together? They're spectacular. They're a great tandem, and he's new to the NBA.
And what the energy he brings, you know, we saw it with the Eagles when they finally got the young receivers in there. Mm. He just brings an energy that I love watching.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. I think it's time. Beating the dead horse of Ben Simmons is done and over with. You can't keep bringing up what he can't do. We know what he can do.
He's told you what he's going to do.
Yes. And he's
that's right. What you need to understand here. He has given a clear message to the organization. He's not going to do what they're going to ask him to do. He is going to play the game the way he wants to play the game. Figure it out.
Right.
He has done his part.
He has made it very, very clear.
Let them know.
Everybody.
There's no question the way he's going to play the game. There's nothing to be left.
Right. And I've come to the realization, and I hope everybody does as well. This front office, which includes the head coach. Don't ever think that Brett doesn't have a huge say in these roster decisions. He, Elton Brand, a couple assistants, all come together and make these decisions together. Did a horrendous job in putting this roster together. Horrible job. Al Morgani, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Horrible job.
Not complimentary.
It's not Ben anymore. It's not about Ben. We know what Ben is. We know what Joel Embiid is. This roster was put together horribly by the front office. So much of the finger pointing is, but why doesn't Ben do this? Why doesn't Ben do that? Why is Joel always getting tired? Why is this? Why is that? They are what they are.
So do they not draft the best available players when they had these high picks after tanking?
Is that
the issue? They didn't.
Well,
put a
Fultz
team
didn't
together?
Work I mean, out. That was
yeah.
The,
Markel Fultz turned.
How's
his,
he doing?
How's
now?
That doing, John? I think of you
no,
every time
no,
I
no,
see
no,
him.
He's doing horrible. That's well, he's proven that he's an NBA player.
Horribly. Not horrible. Don't start your grammar issues again.
he's doing. He can't shoot. Okay, he's playing in Orlando, where they have a semi-consistent fan base with no expectations, no pressure. Once you shine the light on him, he's going to fold like a cheap suit.
Right. There we go.
We'll let you move past on him. He's exceeded expectations. He's doing well.
Yeah, he's playing.
When your expectations are under the carpet and you're buried 6 feet under,
I've been impressed by
a heartbeat is any expectation.
I like his game.
Well, I'm curious. From everybody out there, as some would tend to disagree, it's time to shift the finger to the 76ers front office, not at Ben Simmons. What you saw yesterday with Ben Simmons is what his potential can be. He had, a triple-double of insane numbers of 34 points, and I think he had 11 assists, 10 rebounds, whatever his totals
were. Is he better without Embiid?
Right now he is. But the Sixers are not better.
No.
Without Joel Embiid.
When
he wants to play. Well, the problem is without Embiid, they run today's game where it's go, 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 go. Where Embiid slows it down. Let's take our time. Let me get set up in the post. Let the defense get set up.
He's not in good enough shape to run.
Right. He's not. That's exactly what it is.
Well, he's going to come back in great shape, though, right?
We'll see about that. He doesn't like, by the way, Joel does not like. He does not like the bike. He does not like the treadmill. I mean, he's spoken openly about this.
His knees keep hitting the handlebars.
What's that?
His knees hit the handlebars.
His knees. So he does not like keeping up. He does not like the cardio aspect of the game.
Well, you better like it. He'd be on that during the games, watching the games on the bike.
Yeah, well, you would think so, but he unfortunately is not.
He'll have a short career.
So is it time to shift the blame to the 76ers front office rather than just keep pointing the finger at Ben Simmons? And with the Philadelphia Eagles, are they really just a tweak or two away from being a Super Bowl team? Jonesy thinks they are. I disagree. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, and your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. Oh, by the way, on the other side, we have some great prizes to give away. I'm going to give you a hint at what the prize topic is, Al.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
It wasn't that deep, Al.
He starts coughing.
He's so close to Jonesy.
I think he passed out, Al. Wake him up.
Now, when you took that deep breath, Al, other than gasping for air and hacking up a little bit, did you smell anything?
Jonesy's
in here.
Come
on.
I left that way too open. Yes. I apologize.
Excuse me.
We'll get into that on the other side. We have awesome prizes to give away.
What am I supposed to smell?
I'll get into that. Yeah, we'll discuss.
Strange way.
It's called a tease, Al.
Would you help him at the breakout?
Rhea, they're just killing this entire cliffhanger here.
What's wrong with you?
Absolutely destroying it. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. Keith's coming up next, and then you want to get a chance to have your opinion heard. Now would be the time to do it. WIP Sports Time, 617.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.